Daud, MARWAH. This is a dictation for Marwa Daud, MARWAH, DAWOOD. Data service is 5/17/2022. And date of birth is 6/26/85. Date of accident is 9/1/2021. This is a follow-up visit for her. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. She reports that she was involved in an automobile accident on 9/1/2021 as a resident driver when she was hit on a passenger side in a T-bone fashion, leading to deployment of the airbag. Her two children were traveling with her. The police came at the scene, and she was taken to the hospital by ambulance. The impact caused her severe chest pain, which has now got resolved. The patient had pain in the right elbow, which is also now resolved. But pain in the neck and the lower back continues with radiation to the right arm and left leg. Pain in the left knee is also improving slowly. There is a pain in the right shoulder, which started in the beginning and is improving slowly. Almost 50% improvement has been reported by the patient. Pain level is around 7 in and ADLs are affected also are 7. The ADLs that are affected are as follows: the general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient suffers from occasional headaches once or twice a day. They are not too severe, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are once or twice a day. They are associated with occasional dizziness, which has become lessened, and a loss of memory. But there is no vision problem, balance problem, no confusion, disorientation, or focus problem. She is able to carry out a lot of activities at home. And husband, who is next to her, doesn't complain anything. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a history of pain in the left knee, left hip, and left elbow, as well as neck. The right shoulder, and mid-back, upper back, and lower back, with some sciatica. Stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and lower back is also reported with decreased range of motion. The patient is able to lift her shoulder up to 90 degrees in abduction. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowels are reported. No stomach pain, blood in stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency or blood in the urine or painful urination. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report there are no changes in the pain level, and the pain has improved 50% with the physical therapy medication. In last 30 days, there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance, full compliance is reported by the patient. Physical examination, blood pressure is 110 over 70. Pulse is 75, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be same from previous visit of 3/24, 2022. Dictation number is 0325-001. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is as follows. It will continue the conservative treatment as we are, and the patient is recovering, recuperating. Following medications are provided: Celebrex once a day, 200 mg for anti-inflammatory, along with Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for headaches and for nerve pain. Tizanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Tramadol ER is given 100 mg twice a day for pain relief, PRN. Lunesta 1 mg tablet at night for sleep. Patient is also provided with lidocaine patch and diclofenac sodium, and gabapentin has been provided 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain. Now, refill, one refill is provided. Maps were reviewed and labs have been reviewed. New labs have been obtained to make sure the patient is not abusing any street substance. In the physical therapy is continuing for neck and the lower back and the shoulder as well as the knee for 2 times per week for the whole month with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program. Disability continues in the work, housework, replacement and transportation only. The patient is otherwise stable and she'll be seen in 30 days time. Her MRIs were reviewed at length and information was discussed with her. Options have been discussed, from surgical options to medical options. She was advised that she can benefit from epidural injections to the cervical and lumbar spine 4 to 6 times. And the patient has not made up her mind. As long as she has not given a consent, we will not be able to do much. If she provides consent, we'll move forward. Her MRI for the brain with neurocont were discussed and she was informed that she has a several areas of brain trauma for which neuropsych therapy has been ordered and neurologist has been ordered to see. She can see a psychiatrist as well. So far, the patient is stable in her vital signs and functioning and no other objective is there. If the patient wants to go to a surgeon for a spinal cord consultation, especially the cervical disc replacement, or a fusion for the lumbar spine, I'll be more than happy to refer her to several neurosurgeons. Thank you.